This is your KUTX Soundcheck. Last night, Bjork launched her latest artistic venture, Bjork Digital, at Sydney, Australia's Carriage Works. The exhibition features an array of virtual reality videos, apps, and other installations that correspond to Bjork's latest album, Vulnicura. The album stands out in Bjork's discography as being especially personal, with her breakup from a 14-year relationship being Vulnicura's central theme, thus inspiring her to use the album for her initial dip into virtual reality. At the exhibition's opening, Bjork took the opportunity to address the issue of sexism in both the music and acting industries and called upon choice examples from her decades in the industry, ultimately expressing how lucky she feels to be able to do what she does in the way she does. Since 1998, LA has called punk club The Smell a local icon and one holding a special and important place in the city's lower key music scene. Last Friday, however, The Smell received a notice that the building's owners had called for the demolition of the club and most of the other properties on the block. The news resonated and spread like wildfire within the community, and as of yesterday, The Smell has created a GoFundMe campaign to raise $1.4 million to relocate the venue, saying that The Smell has always been more of a community than a physical space, and, quote, "We will do whatever is necessary to assure that this community continues to thrive, if not in its present location, then a new one suitable to its needs." So far, the venue has raised over $15,000 for this effort. Oh, and a quick note about a couple of bands coming out of hiatus. The Avalanches released their first song in 16 years with a new album dropping on July 8th, while Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds have come back from a 3-year break and announced Skeleton Tree out September 9th. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.